ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light, live from our respective homes, alongside former Badgers punter Brad Nortman and Adam Mertz. My name is Jesse Nelson. ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brought to you in part by Gruber Law Offices, where they have a reputation for winning. Their team works tirelessly to help people seriously injured in accidents by providing the best care and service. There's never a fee until they win your case. Gruber Law Offices, serving the state of Wisconsin for over 35 years. One call. That's all. And of course, we thank David Gruber and Gruber Law Offices for their support of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long. Let's hear what the former head coach said earlier this week on the Barry Alvarez Show. New episodes debut Mondays at 6 o'clock, always on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, often on 100.5 ESPN Madison. This is the best of Barry.
Let's hear what the coach had to say.
Why did they do that? Because it makes sense. If you got a half a yard, you start a yard away. You start closer. You don't have to run 5 yards. I'd run that clock. That game would be over. We'd be home having cocktails at 3:30.
This is the best of Barry.
Don't be so touchy.
On ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
With the snow falling in Minnesota, this might be a day where we're home having cocktails by 6 o'clock tonight. Wisconsin and Minnesota in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Expect a lot of natural running clock in today's game. One clip that Barry Alvarez did share earlier this week before we talk about Minnesota was the win over Illinois, a second win over a ranked opponent this season. Here's what Coach Alvarez had to say about that win over Brett Bielema and the Illinois Fighting Illini.
It's obvious your coaches didn't lose the players. I mentioned that earlier, that your locker room has stayed positive. You have to have great leadership in that locker room. You have to have great leadership because you've been losing Big Ten games, and all of a sudden you come out and win two games against two ranked opponents. That's pretty strong. That's pretty strong, and I'm thinking they're probably sitting there thinking, you know, this is what we thought we could do all year, but this is a young team. The coaches kept getting them better, didn't let them get down. The improvement is obvious, and that's what good coaching does.
Adam Mertz, you hear Barry Alvarez say that. It's a far cry from Fire Fickle from the student section back in that Maryland game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that credit should be given both ways, credit and blame equally. I think that these guys deserve a ton of credit for putting in, as Barry pointed out, for keeping the young kids involved and interested in this game, and making personnel choices that helped infuse more energy into this lineup, and especially thinking about Catalano and Posa on the defensive side of things. So they created and executed a really beautiful game plan against Illinois last week. Full credit. They made Illinois' offense uncomfortable. Luke Altmaier, who I think is a pretty good quarterback, and hung in there early and made some nice throws, just got worn down as the game went on. So it was a beautiful defensive coaching effort. They're making something work offensively right now with kind of an odd mixture of ingredients. And more credit to them on that, too, for Jeff Grimes. Just as we blasted them earlier this season, when you saw that debacle against Maryland when that team was – unprepared, made terrible choices, terrible undisciplined choices. When you had schematic issues, trying to run trick plays in odd situations. I mean, like, they were all over the map early this season. So the fact that they've kind of bounced back and gotten onto a page and a rhythm that makes sense as a staff, I think it's definitely a tribute to them. But it's viewed in the context of the whole season. I give credit and I give blame, and they deserve a lot of credit for the last couple of weeks.
Brad, anything you want to add there?
Yeah, it's really well said. And I agree with Coach Alvarez, and I agree with you, Mertzi, in the fact that, you know, it's not easy to do to beat two ranked teams. I mean, they're ranked for a reason, and to get those wins and stacking them, it matters. It matters for confidence, recruiting, all the things. I guess just where I'm at is, it really is better late than never, I suppose, because all of these things that have occurred over the last month, my question is, why wasn't this implemented in the summer of 2023? And I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about brand of football. I'm talking about players playing on the field that have desire and fire in their heart. I'm talking about a running focused system. How about, you know, Ted Kellenor came on KBN in the Homer Hour a couple weeks ago and said that this team is in the bottom third of NIL and that next year they should be in the top third or knocking on the door of the top third. Where was that 2 years ago? Like, that is something that is critical to the lifeline of the team. Luke Fickell with a bit of fire on the side. Just all these things that we've seen over the last month, whether it be actual on the field, whether it be actual coaching, actual game plan, and then obviously in this realm of NIL, I just don't understand why this wasn't ignited years ago. Because now you look at this and you say, okay, I'm starting to see what maybe Chris McIntosh sees. I'm beginning to see what could be. And there's still a long way. There's a huge chasm between what was promised and discussed when they hired Coach Fickell to right now. Huge chasm. But at least it looks like the trend arrow is up, when it seemed like the trend arrow was just down, perpetually down. So my whole thing with the Wisconsin Badger football team is better late than never. And they're very late. He was almost too late, honestly. But they're doing all the things now, even like connection with former players and Wisconsin coaches, all these things that seem like no-brainers from every angle of the program. We weren't doing them. And over the last month, there's been a really concerted effort to make it happen. And it's to no surprise to me that it translated onto the field. So my question is, where was this 2 years ago? That's a question for another time, I suppose. And maybe we'll never get the answer. Maybe we'll never know what goes on behind the scenes. The reality is there's an effort to do it now. And that is one of the reasons why I think the trend arrow is up.
One more here from Barry Alvarez earlier this week, the best of Barry. You can hear the Barry Alvarez show every week on ESPN Madison and live video streaming on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel. Barry saying it's a very important game here for Wisconsin and Minnesota to close out the regular season.
Well, I like the fact we have momentum right now. I think a win here would really create a lot of momentum going into the off season. Give you another Big Ten win over a rival. I mean, this is a big rivalry game. It's the longest ongoing rivalry in college football. And so it's a way to get your players cranked up and let them know how important it is, and let them turn it loose. Play your best game. In big games like this, it's really important to finish up strong. Senior day. No, it's not senior day. That was last week. But to finish strong is so important, and to springboard into spring and next season. This game will really mean a lot towards that.
Barry Alvarez echoing the sentiments of Adam Mertz and Brad Nordman. Sometimes it's just great to hear someone who knows ball like Barry Alvarez does say the same thing you asserted an hour ago. So that was just for you guys to take a victory lap and how significant today's game is.
Right. Well, it is. I mean, I feel even more convicted. Thanks, Barry. Thanks for agreeing with us. And even beyond like this game, which is huge, right? It is your rivalry. It's a top 10 college football rivalry, in my opinion, and I think the opinion of most people. This sounds such like loser mindset, but there is a difference between 4 wins and 5 wins. I'm sorry, but there is. Like, you end the year strong. You end the win feeling positively. You end the year with a win. And 5 wins... it doesn't feel as crummy as 4 wins, right? I mean, Barry Alvarez had a 5-win season in 2023, which was the last season that kind of bookmarked this whole bowl streak. And you'd have to go all the way back to 1995 for a 4-win year, which actually they were 4-5-2, two times. Yeah. Very strange. Very strange. Anyway, 4 wins, nothing feels good. It all feels a little yucky. Even me just saying, oh, 4 wins, 5 wins. I hate myself for having to say that, but it does feel like there was a difference. And I know there's a difference between an empty trophy case and a full trophy case the whole duration of the offseason. That, I know there's a palpable difference.
Yeah, and Brad, yeah, I was having flashbacks when you said that. I was sitting up in Section M for the 3-3 tie between Illinois and Wisconsin to end that 1995 season. The last tie in college football. And I think they saw that game. Yep. They were like, this can't happen again. We're not making fun stuff. I totally agree on the pride standpoint. I think this is a pride game as much as anything else. And the one addition that I'd make on your 4 versus 5 wins, this would be three wins in November. And I think that is something that you can hang your hat on in terms of looking forward to next year. I debated when we were making out our picks and doing our video for social. I started saying momentum out loud, momentum for next season. I'm debating and I'm wrestling with the fact of what is momentum? What was it ever? But what is it now in this era of transfer portal and movement of players around? I don't know what momentum is, but I love the idea of pride and a trophy case being full and being able to go on the recruiting path the next couple of days here and point out that guys who are leaving this state to go to Minnesota are going to the program that lost the game on Saturday.
That's such a great point. That, I mean, you are losing guys to Minnesota. I mean, you've got two top Wisconsin commitments that are going to Minnesota over Wisconsin. That is saying something. You got another couple that are going to Indiana, another one going to Iowa. So, I mean, you weren't able to stake your claim on Iowa and Indiana. Here's your opportunity to make a statement about where you are compared to Minnesota.
That's a great point. And another thing at stake today for the border battle coming up just a little over 30 minutes from now, Wisconsin and Minnesota. That was the best of Barry. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We're brought to you in part by Bruner Realty. Oh, man, this is going to be the best Bruner Realty read I've ever done. Have you been waiting to buy your next home? Stop. Now is the time to get housed, just like my wife Becca and I did. And this is our house. We're here right now doing the show. This is where Stacy Bruner helped us find our home. And we love it here. We were just looking outside as the snow is falling. We got this pond in our back. We're like, this is a gorgeous home. We love being here in the wintertime, in the summertime. It was perfect for us. And it's because Stacy Bruner took the time to get to know us through the home buying process. We looked at a few houses with him. He said, this one might not be the best for you, but it's a good thing to get a metric for what you want to find. And then we found this one. And he was awesome working through the entire process with us when we found our dream home here in Sun Prairie. And you can do the same. Work with the team at Bruner Realty. They've been providing excellent real estate and property management services in the Madison area for years. Contact the team at BrunerRealtyInc.com to get started today. That's BrunerRealtyInc.com. Thank you, Stacy Bruner, for helping us find this home. And I hope everyone else does the same. Thanks also to Stacy, a former Bucky, for being a proud partner of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long. Coming up next, our final edition of Scani Says for the 2025 season, and we get to be the contestants. Can't wait to find out what the category is and how it goes for the three of us. That's next on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Down to Wisconsin and Minnesota on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. From our respective homes, alongside Adam Mertz and former Badger Brad Nortman, my name is Jesse Nelson. The Injury Report, quickly, is brought to you by Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. Their Saturday Sports Injury Clinic has you covered. Skip the emergency room circus. Get expert care from the pros who know sports injuries. Walk in any Saturday, 9 to 11:30 at their location off the Beltline, and get back in the game with the Orthopedic and Spine Centers of Wisconsin. No significant developments on the injury front for the Badgers today. As expected, Gideon Atuka is out today at running back, so it'll be a heavy dose of Darion Dupree, just like we saw last week against Illinois. Billy Edwards and Danny O'Neill, for those who were wondering if maybe they would get any action here down the stretch, they are also out as well. So no significant developments really on the injury front outside of Gideon Atuka officially being ruled out for the final game of the season after that injury that he suffered against Indiana. We hope that he's well in his continued recovery. All right, let's have some fun for the final time this season. Brad, Mertzi, and I are the contestants for Scani Says.
It's time to play Scani Says. Brought to you by Pizza Hut, the official pizza of Wisconsin College Game Day. No one out pizzas the Hut. Give it up for Jesse Nelson.
Well, thank you, big voice guy, but actually give it up for Riley Yauch, our host of today's game.
Alrighty, guys, last Scani Says, had to make it a good one. The Badgers are playing Minnesota today, and I was surprised to learn that Minnesota has a lot of trophy games, aside from the one today. Minnesota has played for six different trophies, in football specifically, throughout its history, four of which are still active. Name five of these trophies.
Jeez.
We are going to start. If If you get the team name, I may consider that counting. We'll start with Jesse Nelson. He seems the most unsure.
All right, Floyd of Rosedale. I know there's a pig. Floyd of Rosedale.
That is correct. They play Iowa for the Floyd of Rosedale.
The Little Brown Jug, Michigan.
That is correct. Two for two.
All right. Those are the ones I know. So I'm going to take a shot in the dark here on one of the historical ones that is no longer. I know Chicago University used to have a football team because they show up in random Big Ten stuff like this. So I'm going to say Minnesota and Chicago University had some type of trophy they played for.
That is incorrect. They did not have a trophy in Chicago's illustrious football history.
Yeah. All right, I'm out.
But
have
he's
a
got
nice,
two
have
off
a nice
the
year,
board.
Scotty says.
Little Brown Jug and Floyd of Rosedale are off the board. Mertzi, you're up.
I'll jump in.
Nope.
All right, Mertzi, you got it.
All right, I'm gonna leave the big one for Brad. We'll leave the layup for Brad. The current trophy.
Wow, that's arrogance.
No, it's let's get after these hard ones, and then we can build some momentum on Brad's if he needs to bail us out. Slab of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
That was ours.
The first
Good
trophy
job.
Before Paul Bunyan's axe was the slab of bacon against the Wisconsin
Badgers. That's
one
of the Badgers. Great stories. Yeah, that thing mysteriously disappeared and then resurfaced 30 years later in a Wisconsin, storage room, but it had some of the updated scores on it. So they're just like, yeah, we're just not giving it back. Mm-hmm. You got to love that.
And it is currently on display at the McLean Center if you're a student athlete or would like to see it. There's three.
Man, and I went with slab because I'm like, I am running short here on options. I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna try to cheat here, Riley, and say Illinois. I don't know what they play for, but I'm gonna say that they have one with Illinois.
That is incorrect. They do not have a trophy with Illinois. You have three off the board, Brad Nortman. It is up to you. Two of which are still active today. One of which was retired.
Who else do they play for something?
It's a team I don't think you'd expect, probably.
The layup of Paul Bunyan's axe, the current Wisconsin one.
That is correct. You have four off the board. Oh. Paul Bunyan's axe, obviously still in play.
I thought we were saying the axe.
No, axe is part of it. They do still play for the axe. There is one.
We have one that's
one that is
current
currently
and that's
active, and one that's retired.
Okay, well, it's got to be another Big Ten school. I feel like the retired one has got to be like, you know, North Dakota State or something like that.
I'll give you a hint. They're both current Big Ten schools.
Ooh.
Okay, never mind then. Scrap that. So I don't think a trophy game would come out of a new rivalry. So I'm thinking more of the Purdue and Northwesterns of the world that have been around for a while. Maybe Iowa. Wait, I think there is one with Iowa.
Florida Rosedale.
Florida Rosedale is Iowa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Rascal
I'm
pig.
Just going to take a stab. I'm just going to take a stab and say... Between does Penn State have one with them? I don't think so. I think between Northwestern and Purdue are the only ones that I can think of with any sort of juice. I'm gonna go with Northwestern.
Brad Nortman, you are incorrect. Wow. Unfortunately, you had it at the end. You brought up Penn State. Minnesota currently plays Penn State for the Governor's Victory Bell.
Ah.
Wow.
I believe that is in possession
of the Nittany Lions.
What the
heck does that have to do with
anything?
What a lopsided, strange rivalry.
Yep, Penn State. It doesn't make much sense. And then for a few years, only three actually, from 2014 to 2016, they played Nebraska for the $5 Bits of Broken Chair Trophy. Or just the broken chair trophy. And then For some reason, the universities didn't like it, and then they retired it. And now it's just a charitable thing where both fan bases donate for, I believe it's cancer research for the broken chair trophy.
Well, that's nice.
That one I wasn't expecting you guys to get, but the victory bell still active between Penn State and Minnesota. Unfortunately, no Pizza Hut for you guys today as we conclude, Scani says.
Man.
Great effort, though.
What a run all season long. What a great addition, Scani says, was to ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long. And, of course, it wouldn't be possible without our friends at Pizza Hut. Thank you to Pizza Hut for their support of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long. No one out pizzas the Hut. And right now, holiday season, the Triple Treat Box is available at Pizza Hut for a limited time. Awesome stuff. Of course, you get the great pizzas. You also get some sweet treats that you can enjoy as part of those Triple Treat Boxes with Pizza Hut. Take advantage of it. We had it in our office the other day for a free food Friday courtesy of Pizza Hut. You can take advantage yourself as you're getting together with your friends to watch a big day of games like today. Of course, coming up, conference championship day next Saturday. Great day to have the Triple Treat Box from Pizza Hut on hand with your pals, or maybe just for yourself. No one out pizzas the Hut. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. All right, coming up next, we will laugh at Riley for his half-hearted effort at his Paul Bunyan attire today. And also, Adam Mertz has a nugget for us on the University of Minnesota and the row the boat mantra that PJ Fleck has brought for the Gophers. We will talk plenty about that as we continue to count down in the waning moments of our season on ESPN Wisconsin College. Although I will say this, guys, UTEP making a big comeback on Delaware, 31-20 at the break. So don't count the Miners out just yet, and don't count Wisconsin out of a bowl game. We might have one more show still to go. You never know. But assuming this will be our final show, two segments left for us here as we count down to kickoff for the border battle, Wisconsin and Minnesota on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
L.A. to Piscataway. This is your college football scoreboard update, driven by Metro Ford of Madison.
Good afternoon, Madison, and streamers all across the state of Wisconsin. My name is Riley Yauch. This is your Metro Ford of Madison scoreboard update. Ohio State looking to put the finishing touches on the Michigan Wolverines as they lead 27-9 with just over 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It'd be Ohio State's first win in 5 years over the Maize and Blue. Texas Tech cruising over West Virginia 49-0. They await BYU in the Big 12 championship game. Miami about to finish up over Pitt 31-7 at the two-minute timeout. And now BYU with some breathing room over UCF. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. They lead the Knights 31-14. That should be a good one. Potential two-bid league, the Big 12. Some scores of some previous matchups in the top 25. Number 2, Indiana handled Purdue 56-3. They await more than likely Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. Texas causing chaos 27-17 over Texas A&M. Don't put the Longhorns in the playoff, please. Georgia 16-9 victors over Georgia Tech. Ole Miss beats Mississippi State 38-19, and Utah over Kansas 31-21.
Metro Ford of Madison, Madison's trusted Ford dealership. Learn more at metrofordofmadison.com.
A little trivia for you guys here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. There are four teams that the Badgers have played this season that have an opportunity to play in their conference championship game. Mertzy, can you rattle your brain and get the four?
Well, Indiana, Ohio State, Alabama.
Yep.
I'm going to go, because Middle Tennessee's horrible, so I'll go with Miami.
Miami, Ohio is moments away from clinching a berth in the MAC championship game.
Wow.
with a 45-17 win over Ball State. They're going to be 7-5, but good enough to make the MAC championship game against Western Michigan. So, looking like a nice win from week one for the Badgers, facing adversity with Billy Edwards going down with the injury, beating a team that might win a MAC championship in week one at Camp Randall Stadium. How about it?
The Buna Bar.
There you go.
This season has just been wild.
Right?
Yeah, and like this, the way where we started to where we are, this is just a crazy year. ESPN Wisconsin
the
College Game
of
Day.
Moral victories.
Brewed by Coors Light.
On the road again.
Quite frankly, the amount of victories is astonishing as well. Our friends at Liberty Station are running a game day shuttle. Again, they'll do it next year as well. It's the best deal in sports, and you should take advantage of Liberty Station, but not just during the season. Do it all off season as well. Liberty Station, the official caterer of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day's tailgate parties down on Regent Street. The Smokehouse, the American Tavern and Smokehouse, it's just wonderful. They have fantastic drinks. They have fantastic barbecue. It is the absolute best. We love it over at Liberty Station, and throughout the holidays, into the spring, and of course when we meet again next fall, you should continue to enjoy Liberty Station American Tavern and Smokehouse just off the Beltline on the west side of Madison, and book it now for next year. The game day shuttle from Liberty Station, $20, Coors Light in hand, round trip to and from the stadium. There is no better deal than the shuttle that they run from Liberty Station American Tavern and Smokehouse, official partner of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. All right, we're running short on time here, Mertzi, so I do want to make sure we clear the floor for you to share what you've learned about PJ Fleck and the Minnesota Golden Gophers program here this week.
So this was reading through their game notes that they put out every week, and everyone knows the row the boat mantra, revolts by it in Wisconsin. They do have buy-in on it. It is one of these things that's always rubbed me the wrong way, and which is why I'm celebrating the demise of Luke Fickell's vest, his TEAM vest. I think we should have a barrel burn on that thing because it reminds me of this stuff. Anyone who's old enough remembers the accessory stores from the 90s. They had these posters that just inspire you with lofty and vacuous phrases. Row the Boat is way up there. There's a section beyond just like they do the breakdown of what the oar is and what the boat is. And when they get deep into this, instead of just having Row the Boat, it's being like, okay, man, I'll get along with that. It seems like something, if we're all rowing the same direction, we're good. They have a section that's called Past, Present, and Future. And it's these prisms through which you can view the row the boat phrase. If just accepting it as a catchphrase is not enough for you, if you want to go a little bit deeper, the future is the one that excited me the most. Just take this in for a minute. When rowing a boat, as in life, you aren't able to see what is coming your way. Your back is actually facing the future, unable to see what's coming next. Facing the opposite direction can be a very scary and uncomfortable position to be in. However, as in life, worrying about the future only prohibits you from being your absolute best in the present. You aren't able to control the future, but you can control how you react and prepare for it with every stroke you take.
Wow. Did they type in, hey, ChatGPT, give me the cheesiest, most cliche row the boat paragraph possible. Enter. Copy, paste, put it right in there.
That's it sure brutal. Seems like it. Isn't it great?
That's in their official game notes provided by the school?
Correct.
What?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm sorry to do this to the Gordon Flesh Company, but I'm going to tell you about them right now. We used to play a game on the show called Flush It or Flesh It. I think we have a third option now, Fleck It. And that's what we just experienced from what Adam Mertz just provided for us here. For more than 65 years, Gordon Flesh Company has provided cutting-edge technology for companies of all sizes as the nation's largest Canon and Lexmark dealer. That's business technology managed. Visit gflesh.com to learn more. That's GFLESCH.com to learn more about the Gordon Flesh Company, a proud partner of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day all season long. Well, nothing gets us ready to count down to kickoff like what Adam Mertz just read to us from the Minnesota Game Notes on the mantra of Row the Boat. It's Row the Boat versus TEAM, or maybe not so much anymore since the vest has been retired. We'll give our final thoughts for Wisconsin-Minnesota and our final thoughts for the 2025 College Game Day pregame season. That's coming up next to close out this edition of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. Final segment of our pregame show of the season on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light. I wish we had been able to spend more time together, mostly because one of us was off almost every show all season long, for better or worse. But nonetheless, we had a wonderful time this season looking ahead to each Wisconsin football game. There's no doubt the party was still alive on Regent Street when we were at our home tailgates all season long, and even for the road games. Badgers fans showing out at establishments all around the Madison area. Special shout out, by the way, to two establishments that we want to highlight today. Timbers in DeForest and Monk's Bar and Grill in Middleton. They were going to host our pre- and post-game shows here today for the final game of the season due to the weather and the severe weather impacting all of Madison and the greater state of Wisconsin. We are not at those establishments today, but special thanks to each of them. Timbers in DeForest and Monk's in Middleton for their support of ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day today. Our time comes to an end. Adam Mertz, final thoughts as we get set for kickoff of the final game of the season, Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Hear about pride in this being a game where what's meaningful as much as the outcome of this individual game is where you're at, where you're finishing this season strong and showing that you are on the upward trajectory that everyone wants you to see going into 2026. So big shout to like Darryl Peterson and the rest of that pass rush to get after Drake Lindsey today. I think they need to force errors in a game like this, and excited to see a Bucky win to close out 2025.
Brad Nortman, your final thoughts.
Yep, this is a game that Minnesota should be able to, held in Minnesota, that Wisconsin should be able to win. I mean, this is a team that's not terribly intimidating, and the way that this Badger team has been playing, they should be able to get the win today, muddy it up, load the box, establish the run, do the things that Wisconsin football knows how to do. It's winnable and it's meaningful. Two big reasons that I'm excited for this game, more so than any for the rest of the year. And if and when Wisconsin reclaims that axe, I'm going to be looking forward to and already a little bit excited for 2026.
Riley Yauch, our producer in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison all season long. You're doing a post-game show today, right?
That I am.
Are you doing it with anybody? Like, is it just going to be you in that studio? Like, what's happening?
It's going to be me in the studio. We got Corey Sparks potentially from the ESPN Milwaukee studio. If not, he will also be doing it from home. But myself and Corey Sparks will have all of your post-game reaction coming up immediately following the final whistle across ESPN Wisconsin. We're fired up to watch the Badgers chop the axe. Chop the goalpost down with the axe at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Then for one final time this season, hand up, everybody, and in three different places, this could be interesting. I pledge to tune in to the post game show. And with that, we bid you adieu. We crack open our Coors Lights and we say thank you for joining us all season long on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light on Wisconsin.